Welcome to the Five Amuse podcast. This is your host, Frenchie, knitwear designer and design coach behind Araha Knits, where I empower fiber artists to transform their yarn so they can manifest more joy, healing, connection, and creativity into their lives one stitch at a time. My work as a knitwear designer focuses on exploring the intersection of the four aspects of making: self-care, self-discovery, self-expression, and selflessness, with my journey of making sense of my multicultural identity. And on this podcast, I'll be documenting this journey of self-actualization, of manifesting the Fiber Muse into my own making experience. So I invite you today to be inspired to work the magic of making to transform your life as I transform mine. Hello there, Fiber Muses, and welcome to the very first episode of the new and improved Fiber Muse podcast. If you've been following me since the beginning of the year, then you know that the Fiber Muse podcast has been around since the beginning of 2018, but I took a break from it after a few months of doing it because I wasn't feeling that super inspired by it, and I felt like I wasn't making the impact that I wanted to, or that I really wasn't expressing the truth that I really wanted to get out in that. And it was because I was just really unsure of what I really wanted to express and use my platform to talk about. But I think I've got that, but we'll see. I think it's always a journey, so I'm going to be doing a first season of the new Fiber Muse podcast, see how that goes, see how that really resonates with you and how I feel about it afterwards, and then from there we'll be seeing if there will be doing more seasons. But for now, in this season, I think there'll just be about 10 to 12 episodes with a combination of my own personal stories and documentation of my journey mixed in with some interviews with other makers in the industry. But in today's episode, I first just wanted to start at the very beginning about why I became a knitwear designer. I think this is where, if I'm going to be talking about my documenting my journey into how I use my art to make sense of my multicultural identity, I think it's important to start right at the beginning because that's where it all started. And over the years, as a knitwear designer and running my brand Araha Knits, over these past 3 to 4 years, there's been a lot of changes, a lot of evolutions, and then also just a lot of getting back to the basics. So let's get right back to the beginning. So I'm going to set the scene for you. This was in the beginning, January 2014. This was a few months after I had moved back in with my parents in Austin, Texas. Before then, I was working as an English teacher in Japan for a few months, but I had to return back home because I was having problems with my permanent residency card in the United States. So the best way to avoid these situations in the future was to get my US citizenship. So that way, if I wanted to continue to live in other countries like I am doing back now because I'm back in Japan, getting my U.S. citizenship was the best way to avoid these type of situations and stress. So I went back home, said goodbye to my fiance who was living in Japan at that moment, went back home, moved in with my parents, got a job working part-time at a cute little French bakery with the most delicious chocolate croissants. So moved back in, but during that time, just to let you know, the process that it takes to receive one's U.S. citizenship from when you send your application to when you actually get it is about an 8-month period. So that was basically me putting my life on hold for 8 months. And so during November and December, it was all fine and dandy for me. But during that time at the end of December, I was getting pretty bored and also feeling a little bit frustrated that I felt like I put everything on hold and that I couldn't really progress anywhere. In November of that, you know, the following two of 2013, my mom had picked up knitting as a hobby. She was really inspired after watching the movie Catching Fire from the Hunger Games series, after seeing Katniss wear her cowl. I think that was quite a famous cowl that got really viral around in the knitting community because of all the chunky wool and the really interesting construction of that piece. She was inspired to try and knit up one of her own. And so during those 2 months, I just saw her sitting down with her needles. And it just seemed like a really good way to pass the time. Since I was working part-time at the bakery, I would have a lot of free time when I would get back home. So I asked her to teach me how to knit. And so the very first project that I cast on was a stockinette cowl that was knit in the round with some really chunky needles, and I cast on January 2nd of 2014. And as you may know, because I am here now, it was a love at first stitch. I absolutely fell in love with the process. Growing up, I considered myself to be a rather creative kid. I like to do lots of artsy things. I like to draw, I like to sketch, I like to sew. I played the piano, but I didn't feel like any of those really stuck with me. Actually, when I was younger, I really wanted to be a comic book designer, artist. Specifically for Japanese comics, I wanted to be what they call a mangaka, which is a Japanese comic artist. And so growing up, I would do lots of drawing. I loved to draw all the time, you know, at church, at school, just always drawing in my sketchbooks, just filling up sketchbook after sketchbook of all these different scribbles and things like that. But I think frustratingly enough, maybe because I might have been younger, if I continue with now as an adult, it might be the story might be different. But I never felt like I had mastered the art of drawing, of art, the art of art, enough to really see it going anywhere. And so when I got into high school, I started really focusing on academics and really focusing on my grades and putting my creative pursuits to the side. In fact, before I started my career as a knitwear designer, I was on the path to possibly wanting to become an international lawyer and, you know, doing all that really high and fancy stuff. But when I had to go back home for my citizenship, that's when things started to really go in a different direction. It was like the universe was saying, this is the direction that we want you to go into. So we're going to give you something that you're absolutely going to fall in love with. So I absolutely fell in love with knitting. And it was also something that I could see the project from the beginning to the end, and I would actually complete them. Before, I would always drop things halfway through and never see them or never complete them, and that helped just made me feel like a failure, that I could never accomplish anything. So knitting, once I finished my very first project and just seen it, the completed thing in my hands, it just gave me such a sense of accomplishment that I immediately had to cast on another project. And I think I'd cast on like quite a few other projects during that month. But then in February, I started getting bored with already just working from other people's patterns, that I wanted to start making my own things. I think I'm not sure how aware that came about, this thing of me just not wanting to follow other people's patterns. I think maybe it's because I was feeling really frustrated with my lack of knitting skills, that I couldn't do the patterns that I really wanted to give a go. And at Ravelry, I had no idea existed at the moment, so there's also that. But I do know that when I was first casting on these first projects and knitting them, I had this vision of me creating my own designs that drew upon my cultural heritage from my mother's side. So I am part French and I am part Maori. The Maori are the indigenous people of New Zealand. Growing up, I was very much in touch with my French side. I lived in France. I grew up speaking the language, living in France, going to school in France. I studied French in college, got my degree in French. So I was very well connected to my French side, but I was never really in touch with my mother's side because, you know, learning Maori, learning about the cultures just wasn't as profitable as, or, you know, as useful as learning French. More people speak French than Maori. And additionally, living in the United States, there's not a really big, even Polynesian community. I was born in Sydney, Australia. That's where I'm originally from. And then we moved to the United States when I was 6. So already, I was a first gen Australian, and then we immigrated to the United States and from, you know, grew up in Austin, Texas, and in France. So that's where the majority of my cultural identity was kind of tied to the United States and France. And then also just having grown up in a household with a French father and a Maori mother. But growing up, even though I didn't have a huge connection to my mother's side, you know, my cultural heritage, sometimes there were little bits and pieces of it lying around the household, and sometimes I would come back to it every once in a while just thinking about like, oh wow, I wish I had a better connection to that. So when I was creating my first pieces, or knitting up my first pieces, I had this vision of designing my own pieces that incorporated the Maori culture into them. Specifically, most notably in the color work pieces. Maori arts, traditional arts, when you take a look at their clothing, their weavings, and their wall hangings, they're very geometric motifs and color work. And I knew that knitting, I had enough knowledge about knitting to know that they could use multiple colors into a piece. So I was thinking, one day I'd like to design my own pieces that incorporate such motifs into my designs and introduce the knitting community to this culture that has been underrepresented. And then also use my work in a way to give back to that community and possibly even introduce knitting to that community as a way of healing, or another way for people to express themselves or to give new life to the art and culture. Because for the past few decades or so, the Maori culture has been going through some sort of renaissance of after years of being suppressed and trying to, you know, swept under the rug by suppressing the language, the culture, and the arts. There's now a movement back in New Zealand to revive that culture, introducing the language back as an official language, encouraging people, especially the Maori, to start practicing their arts and crafts again. And so when I first started out, I really wanted to be a part of that movement. And I think because just as an artist and a creative in general, I think I got a little bit away from that over the past year because I was testing out different things in my brand with the Fiber Muse Quarterly, just trying things out and taking in a different direction. But I think, especially with this podcast now where I am, at the point of where I am in this journey, I think it's time for me to get back to that core root as to why I decided to become a knitwear designer in the first place. And that was to get in touch with my culture, to be part of this movement of creation and, you know, renaissance, and to kind of show and introduce a new voice into the knitting community that I have not seen before. And I'm possibly feeling that other people might be able to feel the same way of, you know, underrepresented voices. And, you know, just the topic, we'll be, you know, definitely be talking about representation on this podcast in a future episode, that is for sure. But I know that the reason why I started knitting and designing as a way for me to connect to my cultural heritage and to make sense and piece my identity through crafting, I know that there are going to be plenty of other people who feel the same way. People with mixed identities, or, you know, people of color living in countries that they're not their own, I'm putting that in air quotes, and trying to make sense of where they belong and where they fit in. And for me, the way that I'm able to piece that is through my crafting. For example, I cannot speak Te Reo Māori. I'm still learning. You know, I'll see you up dropping words here and there. But I don't speak the language. But through crafting, that is another language for me that I'm able to express myself, you know, in my heritage in that way. And that's why knitting, at least the fiber arts, has been so instrumental and transformative to me, because it's given me a point of access that I don't think I would have been ever able to connect to my culture in any other way. Knitting has given me so much confidence and empowerment, and also like learning patience and learning it's all about the journey rather than perfection and being giving yourself grace and forgiveness. If I didn't learn that through knitting, I don't think I'd ever been able to learn that, because those are all key elements that I needed to learn how to do so I could start going into this journey of discovering facets of myself, if that makes sense. But yes, that is the true reason why I became a knitwear designer in the first place, to connect to my culture heritage, to share that with you, the Fiber Muse community. And then also my big vision at the end of this all is to become a brand that is large enough that where I can give back to the Maori community and contribute to their arts in my own special way through my knitting and through my design work, where I'm able to fuse these two worlds together to create something new and beautiful. So that's my story of how I became a knitwear designer, why I became a knitwear designer, what started me onto this journey in the first place. And it's definitely been many years in the making, or at least a year, because I think the past year I was exploring and going different avenues, and I'm feeling that call to come back to my roots, back to the basics, to do what I think I was really meant to do. Especially after the response to my blog post that I did with Kate of Conversations from a Dave about me navigating liminality through my art, that just resonated with you all on such a level that it just told me that it is time for me to start speaking up about my identity, how that informs my work, and then also start talking about race and culture and kind of like the things that I see in the fiber, in the knitting community, the fiber industry as a whole, that things I do wish I do want to see a change in, and talk about these really important topics that I've been way too afraid to talk about in the past. Like, I can talk about feminism and LGBTQ issues all day without any problem, you know, advocating, standing up for those things. But when it comes to race and culture, that is just has been so much more difficult for me to talk about, possibly because it is so much closer to me. And I'll be sharing more about my story. I'll be sharing that story about liminality. Exactly what is liminality? And that on a future podcast episode. But yeah, so I'm going to be talking about a lot of things that I've been way too scared about to talk before, but I think it is definitely important, especially seeing after the response from other women of color in the community, just sharing their stories of feeling disconnected and feeling like they haven't been seen or representative. I hope that by sharing my perspective and my experience, that you'll feel less alone, and that I see you, I hear you, and I feel for you as well. So thank you so much for listening to this brand new episode of the Fiber Muse podcast. I would highly encourage, and I would love if you would send in your stories of how you use craft to make sense of your identity. And I'd love to read those on the show. So if you feel like this podcast resonates with you and it touches you on a deep level and it makes you want to share your story, please send them in to me at fdanois@arahenitz.com. I'd love to read them on the show. I think it's just really important to have our voices heard. So I invite you to share your story as I share mine and document my journey as well. So anyway, thank you so much, and I'll see you next time, and let's continue transforming our yarn. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Fiber Muse podcast. I certainly hoped that you enjoyed the show. If you would like to support the show, then you can do so easily through our Patreon. Patreon is a platform that connects creators together with their fans and allows the fans a quick and easy way to support their favorite creators every month on a small budget. So for just $2 a month, you'll get early access to the Fiber Muse podcast episode, plus exclusive access to any of the live recordings that I do for the show. You can go to www.patreon.com/arahenitz to get signed up today. Thank you so much, and see you next time. Bye.